Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Ohio State's Pro Day is coming up, and obviously, C.J. Stroud is considered one of the two frontrunners to be the number one overall selection in the National Football League draft, which is just a tick over a month away live in Kansas City. That, in and of itself, is not a story. What is a story is what the Carolina Panthers are doing for Ohio State's Pro Day. Now, ordinarily at a Pro Day, an NFL team will send, if they're looking at somebody to draft in the mid to late rounds, a scout. If they're looking at a player to draft in the middle rounds, they'll send two or three scouts. And if they're looking to draft their number one draft pick, they will send four, maybe five scouts to put eyes on this cat so they get a variety of reports and opinions about that particular player. The Carolina Panthers are sending as many as 14 people to watch C.J. Stroud at Ohio State's Pro Day coming up this afternoon. Albert Breer of SportsIllustrated.com reports that owner David Tepper is going. His wife, Nicole Tepper, is going. General manager Scott Fitterer is going. Panthers head coach Frank Reich is going. Assistant general manager Dan Morgan is going. VP Samir Suleiman is going. Offensive coordinator Thomas Brown is going. Quarterbacks coach Josh McCown is going. Senior offensive assistant Jim Caldwell is going. Scouting director Cole Spencer is going. Scout Joel Patton is going, and there may be more. Now, there are some pretty good players working out for the Buckeyes. Cornerback Cameron Brown is working out. Defensive tackle Jerron Cage. Linebacker Pele Gaiotti is working out. Defensive end Zach Harrison is working out. Safety Ronnie Hickman is working out. Offensive tackles Parrish Johnson Jr. and DeJuan Jones are working out. Safety Tanner McAllister, long snapper Bradley Robinson, tight end Mitch Rossi, wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba, defensive tackle Taron Vinson, and center Luke Weipler, all draft eligible, all working out. As collections of talent goes, there may not be a larger collection of draft eligible college football player talent working out than there will be this afternoon in Columbus, Ohio, when the Buckeyes Pro Day kicks off. Even with all that talent, the majority of teams are sending 4 to 9 scouts. Panthers are sending about 14. Now, I am not saying that the Panthers must select C.J. Stroud with the first overall pick. There's a lot of very good arguments for Bryce Young to be that guy, despite questions about his height and size. There are reports coming out, though I absolutely, entirely believe they are untrue, that the Carolina Panthers may shock everyone and take Anthony Richardson number one overall. Let me once again say loudly, I do not believe those rumors. I do not suspect that Anthony Richardson is going number one overall. Okay? I don't, I can't, I won't. In my mock that I put together yesterday and I will bring to the air either tomorrow or Friday, my first on-air mock draft, I have got Anthony Richardson going to the Atlanta Falcons. I think there's a shuffle. I initially said, I don't know if any quarterbacks come off the board any of the top four quarterbacks come off the board after pick number 5. I think that's when all four are gone. But thanks to some shuffling and thanks to one team, the Seattle Seahawks, being interested but not committed to drafting a quarterback, I think there's the potential, and Jimmy G being a Raider, by the way, I think there's the potential for one of those four quarterbacks, if not two of them, to fall as far back as number 7 or number 8. But Stroud and Young are going 1 and 2. The only question is, in what order? Unless Carolina shocks us all and makes a trade back. back, which I think is possible. And in one or two universes, I think is actually a good decision. But we can come back to that later. I don't know if this is the Cats tipping their hand. I do know that as of my last perusal, that CJ Stroud is now considered the heavy odds-on betting favorite to be the number one overall NFL draft pick. That does not surprise me. That does not shock me. There's nothing about this that I consider to be a wild play. CJ Stroud has a similar amount of talent to Bryce Young. I think that Bryce Young might be slightly more skillful in his delivery of the football, a fact that I think was covered up by the fact that Ohio State had probably the best collection of offensive skill players in college football this past year. But I think CJ Stroud comes with a few other things. Certainly a height advantage, definitely an advantage in terms of body stature, size, thickness, sturdiness, if you will. And I think, frankly, he's probably a little bit better with the legs, which in today's NFL is a very good thing. The Panthers sending this many guys to watch CJ Stroud and the rest of his Buckeyes work out does not tell me for a fact that CJ Stroud's going to be the number one overall draft pick, but I got a heavy lean. About a week ago, CJ Stroud was sitting at about a minus 110 and Bryce Young about a plus 125 in Vegas to be the number one overall draft pick in a month and some change from now. After the announcement that the Panthers were sending not just that many people, but effectively everyone in the building who has any authority on draft day, the owner, his wife, the GM, the head coach, the quarterback's coach, the OC, the OC assistant, the senior offensive, what's the word? Quality control agent, whatever they're calling, Jim Caldwell, the chief of scouting, and their number one scout. The fact that they're sending all of these guys to Columbus, Ohio to watch CJ Stroud works out, Vegas now has CJ Stroud at minus 155 to be the number one overall draft pick. Bryce Young has fallen to plus 160. Now, another very interesting number, Will Levis is plus 2,500 in Vegas to be the number one overall pick. Anthony Richardson, a few weeks ago, was sitting at about plus 1,250, plus 1,300. Anthony Richardson is now plus 375 to be the number one overall draft pick. Now, that's a very interesting number. Again, I think the reports that Carolina may shock everybody and go Anthony Richardson number one out of the gate, I think it's a smokescreen. Carolina's still got some reasons to hide who their number one overall selection will actually be. And we'll talk about those coming up later on in the week. But the fact that Anthony Richardson is now plus 375 and not plus 1,000 or plus 1,100 or plus 1,050, somewhere in that range, says that Vegas, to at least some degree, believes there is a chance, albeit slight, that the Panthers shock everybody and move with AR. Again, I don't think that's the case, but we'll find out. CJ Stroud, minus 155 in Vegas, Bryce Young plus 160. Think you know the direction we're going in here. And let me just say, unequivocally, CJ Stroud is the correct pick at number one overall. Lonzo has won, ladies and gentlemen. He has been pushing for weeks and weeks that the only move for the Panthers was to send whatever Chicago wanted to move to number one and take CJ Stroud. Lonzo won. Scott Fitter, GM of the Panthers, obviously big fan of this show. I'm assuming listens every day because he heard Lonzo say that and said, that's a great idea. I'm following it up. The Cats are taking CJ Stroud and it is the right move. Bryce Young may have slightly more arm talent. CJ Stroud may have had slightly better talent surrounding him that kind of boosted him up just a little bit, but it's not an enormous gap. It's not a huge drop off in arm talent from Young to Stroud. And the difference between Stroud and Young in arm talent is more than made up for in the difference between Stroud and Young and their ability to run the football. The NFC South is not good. All right. Now, it got better with the addition of Derek Carr. It's going to get better with the addition of CJ Stroud. It's not good, but it's about to get better. One of the places the NFC South is good, specifically New Orleans and Tampa Bay, is across the defensive lines. That's that's where if a team out of the South was to make a deep playoff run next year, it will be likely carried by defenses, which means that quarterbacks in the NFC South are going to have some mobility. Tampa didn't just sign Baker Mayfield because he was cheap. Tampa signed Baker Mayfield because while there are questions and fair ones about his accuracy, though I do blame Matt Rhule as I blame Matt Rhule for everything, world hunger is Matt Rhule's fault somehow. Baker Mayfield's got mobility. Tampa knows they're going to need that. Carolina's front four is very good. New Orleans front four is very good. They know they're going to need some mobility out of Baker, and they frankly have got it. CJ Stroud gives you that with slightly less arm talent than Bryce Young. That's why he's the right move. And the fact that the Panthers are sending not just as many as 14 members of their organization to Columbus, but sending the top 14 guys in Charlotte. This afternoon, Charlotte HQ will have their 15th highest ranking administrator in charge for a day because the top dozen plus are all going to Columbus, Ohio. The Panthers know how important it is to get this right. That is why they've got everybody going to Pro Day on the campus of the Ohio State University, because it's the right move.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.